Before I start, I just want to today's Veterans Day, and I just want to you know, send a thank you out to all the men and women out there that serve our country and do everything for our freedoms and for us to play this great game. And my dad was obviously in the Air Force, so it means a lot to me as well. So first of all, I just want to say thank you to the veterans out there. And then from an injury standpoint, we'll get right into football. Alan Barbary will be out of this game. Terrence Brooks will be out of this game. Brandon Brooks sent him home this morning. Illness. He was sick this morning, so sent him home to get him well. But he'll be fine for the game. And then the others, Nolan Carroll is okay. Brent Celek will be listed as questionable. Camus will be listed as doubtful. Taylor Hart, questionable. Benny Logan, questionable. Leo, questionable as we get into this game.
If Leo can't go, what happens there?
Well, if Leo, obviously Jalen, you know, is the next man to play in that spot.
Is there a roster move yet for that 53rd spot?
We haven't actually. Well, yes, Aaron Grimes. Okay. Aaron Grimes will be the guy.
Are you expecting him to be active?
I expect him to be active for the game. Yeah.
Brooks, more or less?
More or less for Brooks, and also his contribution on teams as well. For that spot, yes.
Leo, I think, was a limited participant yesterday.
Not just sitting there.
Sorry. Leo, I think, was limited yesterday after being a full participant on Wednesday. Does that signify a setback for him?
A little bit. He felt the hammy again a little bit yesterday. He's... Yeah, you know, he's getting his treatment and everything, but he's battling through it like all these guys are this time of year. So we just want to be precautionary with him as well.
Practice today.
Yes.
Doug, you've been really good at home. Probably your three best games have been the three home games. Is that something that you stress to the team that you know, yeah, it's so important to win at home and play well? Is that something that you?
I do stress that. I stress it all the way back in the off season when the team is together for the first couple of weeks that you know, you're playing in front of your crowd, and you feed off of that. But you got to take care of obviously your home games, the eight home games that you have, and then ultimately if you can split the road games, you know, obviously is a pretty good record at the end of the year. But yeah, you know, emphasis on home games and you know, the crowd. I you mentioned home games. I think a lot of it has to do with our crowd and the way they fill the stands and the noise and making it hard for opponents to come in here and play.
With Grimes, you mentioned he's going to be added to the roster. What have you seen from him since he's come back, and was he able to kind of pick up where he left off?
Yeah, one, obviously he came back extremely healthy and in shape, and it was good to see. The way he jumped in on the, you know, all the special teams reps that he was getting, the service team reps defensively against our offense, and the way he was moving, and he's a smart kid, and he really picked up where he left off, you know, there in training camp. So very comfortable in making this decision.
If he had gotten injured rather during camp, would he have made the 53-man roster and then survived past the waiver period?
I can't think that far back. There was going to be a chance that he probably made either our roster or for sure practice squad at that time.
Doug, what do you need to see in the second half of the season here? What's the biggest area of improvement you think it can be?
Well, I think just a little more consistency offensively, learning how to finish drives, scoring in the red zone, you know, those types of things that we saw earlier in the season. We got to get back to doing that. Defensively, I think just keep kind of doing what we're doing, you know, putting pressure on a quarterback, creating turnovers. And then on special teams, you know, we've had a little success with, the kickoff returns. Donnie Jones, I think Caleb has been a bright spot with kicking field goals and pinning teams inside the 20, the 15, 10-yard line. So special teams, you know, just that consistency there and getting more explosive runs out of them are things that you'd like to see now down the stretch.
What's the tape showing you on Fletcher Cox?
Still explosive, you know, still a guy that draws a lot of attention from offensive linemen. You know, a lot of double teams. You go back even to the Cowboy game, a lot of double teams there with him. And at the times that he gets free is when, you know, a center or a guard, if they got to reach him or one-on-one where he can create an edge because of his explosiveness, still playing at a high level. You know, I think with the addition of Benny coming back, now getting a little bit more of a rotation there will definitely help him too.
How much have you missed Benny?
Well, you just miss him from a numbers standpoint, a body, another extra guy to give these guys a little bit more rest. Because early in the season when we had four tackles in there, I mean, you could rotate these guys consistently and keep guys fresh. So, you know, these last few weeks we've played with three, and it's a little bit harder. It stresses them a little bit more. So the addition of Benny will definitely increase some of the rest during the game and keep these guys fresh.
Who will be your two guards in practice today?
Wiz and Isaac. Yeah, Wiz and Isaac. Yep.
Sort of a random question here, but what are the traits and attributes that you sort of value in more than others in an offensive tackle?
Well, I think depending on right or left side, right-handed or left-handed quarterback, you know, obviously athleticism, length, you know, those guys are on islands quite a bit. So just the way they move, the change of direction stuff inside from pass setting, you know, the ability to pull. We look for that athleticism there if they can pull and do the things that we ask our tackles to do, which I think Big V and of course, Jason and Lane can all do that. And, you know, just – again, sheer explosiveness off the ball. They're asked to do a lot of things with tight ends and guards and double teams and things like that. And those are all things that you look for when you're looking for tackles. You know, just the feet, how well they move in space, length, obviously, of arms, keeping defenders off. All of that kind of stuff helps when you're studying tackles.
I'm not sure when you saw his reputation. Sproles,
yeah. Probably the biggest thing is just the way he prepares and practices during the week. I mean, it's full speed. In fact, we were good question because yesterday at practice, he and I were kind of standing back there during a special teams, you know, portion, and he talks about creating bad habits and. You know, if you don't practice fast, you can learn bad habits. And for him, it's always about practicing fast. And so he doesn't have bad habits that way. And it all stems in practice. And that's from a seasoned veteran who's played a lot of football in the National Football League. You know, somebody that practices and approaches every single day that way and is very consistent that way.
Doug, with the original plan to have Carson sit for a year, part of the explanation was we'll see how – allow him to see what the media is like, what it's like, you know, before having that. This first half of the year may be a good example of the highs and lows that come along with Clay and Martin. Like this particular, how have you felt like that has gone for Carson, kind of absorbing those highs and lows?
I think it's invaluable. He's had the success early, and then he's had. You know, we're kind of going through this little lull right here, right now. And so you're kind of feeling the pains and the agony a little bit of trying to get back into that winning column. And, you know, so he's having to deal with that as a starting quarterback, particularly in this city, in this media market. And these are all the things that you try to guard against as a coach that I was trying to protect him from for an entire year so he could see me go through it. He could see possibly Sam go through it where he could learn, you know. And then so ultimately it's been good, you know, obviously that he gets a chance to go through it now in his rookie year. It by no means is it going to affect him mentally, you know, one way or the other. Or, you know, sometimes you see young quarterbacks that maybe aren't on good football teams that kind of get burned out or get kind of ruined early. You know, he's not that way. Obviously, he's on a good football team with good talent around him. And so we just keep building on that and keep preaching that, you know, hey, what we started, we just keep going and we keep adding to it. And this has been great experience for him and for me as well.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, guys.